Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
It's a Friday afternoon, and I've got an accountability meeting with my accountability partner in about an hour. And, I've been doing this for just over a year, I think. Myself and my accountability partner, his name's Amar, we've been meeting every single week on the phone for the most part. We get together once a month, or we try to at least. And, I update him on my progress and whether or not I'm on track towards my goals and I'm sticking to my plan of action. He does the same. And we just kind of coach each other. We ask questions and we check each other's assumptions and kind of help each other just kind of break through whatever we're struggling with and get to the next level. And I'll be honest with you, it's stressful. Every Friday, it's stressful. It's like, there's so much that goes on during the week. Like, this was one of those weeks, and it happens, where just things were all over the place. I mean, I really felt like I was being pulled in like 10 different directions this week. And as a result, a lot of the stuff that I wanted to do just didn't get done. I mean, a lot of good things did happen this week. That's not to say that I didn't make progress, but if you look at my plan, and I have a quarterly plan that I build every 90 days. If you look at that and you look at where I am right now, I'm definitely not following the plan to a T. And to a certain extent, that's normal. Like, that's expected. You're not going to follow your plan for a T because reality works in mysterious ways and things don't really go the way you plan them to. And that's not always a bad thing. I mean, you got to embrace that chaos and that complexity to a certain extent. But yeah, this week I just feel like I'm all over the place. And while it's stressful, I think this also kind of underscores the importance of having this kind of accountability meeting with somebody from your team or an accountability partner outside of your team, outside of your business, because now I'm forced to kind of connect the dots. You know, my mind right now, to be honest, is all over the place. I mean, there's so many things going on. And if I didn't have this accountability meeting, I may stay in that place of chaos where I'm all over the place. It's not really making a whole lot of sense and I'm just scattered. I would just stay there. But now I've got an appointment and it's on Fridays at 5 o'clock every single week. And I've got to report back to this guy. And I got to tell him, hey, look, here's what I was up to this week. Here's what went well. Here's what didn't go well. Here's how I'm doing in accordance to my plan and my goals. And here's what's next. So I've got to take all these things that happened, all these dots. I've got to connect them. I've got to make sense of them. I've got to prioritize what I'm going to do next week, what I'm not going to do next week, and where I'm going to put my focus. And honestly, if I didn't have this appointment every single week, I don't know that I would do that. And certainly before I had an accountability partner, I didn't do that. It would just, the chaos of Friday afternoon would continue with me into Monday, and I would start Monday mornings with chaos, and I would be scattered, and I'll be all over the place, and that just continued week after week after week. But now, come Friday at 5, by the time we're done at 5:30 or 5:45, now I've got clarity. Now I've at least made an attempt at prioritizing, what I'm up to in my activities. I presented that to my partner. He's asked questions. He's stress tested my plan. He's checked my assumptions. And by the end of that call, usually things change. But then I now have clarity. Come Monday morning, I know exactly what I need to spend my time on and what I need to focus on. So if you don't have that kind of accountability partner, or if you don't have that kind of process where you're just taking stock of what happened during the week and connecting the dots and making a plan for the following week, you really, really, really need to do that. Because I can tell you, it's going to bring so much more focus and so much more clarity to your week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.